As you drive through Elkhart County, it's not unusual to pass several horse-drawn buggies on the road.
We have a buggy plate that we sell every year, and we sell about 3,040 buggy plates. So that's a lot of buggies.
That's Elkhart County Commissioner Mike Yoder. We're standing on the side of a county road that has a long line of large divots spanning the entire block. And when a car or buggy goes over that broken pavement, it sounds just as bad as it feels. Yoder says the repeated impact of the horseshoe hitting the pavement causes what are called horse troughs to form in the roads.
Every time this slaps against the asphalt, it just chips out a little bit of asphalt. And that's what begins to create that space that water can infiltrate, and then we get the freezing and thawing and the road breaks up.
I spoke to several members of the Amish community, but they didn't want to do recorded interviews. One of them specializes in horseshoes and says the abrasive material is necessary to prevent horses from slipping on wet roads. It's especially important in this part of the state, which gets a significant amount of snow every year. But Yoder says at least half of Elkhart County's roads have some sort of horseshoe damage. Paying to repair those roads is expensive. The costs are only partially covered by the county's $55 buggy plate fee.
But that generates maybe $140,000, $150,000 a year. And when we repave a mile of road, that's close to $100,000. So, you know, we can't do a lot of work.
4.5 hours south of Elkhart County, another community is facing a similar dilemma. Orange County is home to a smaller number of Old Order Amish. Richard Dixon is president of the Orange County Commissioners. He says horseshoe damage has always been a problem, but recently it's getting worse.
With the new Indiana Crossroads grants, we're doing a lot more hot mix asphalt paving, and I think the damage is even more pronounced on the hot mix asphalt.
County leaders here met with members of the Amish community to come up with solutions that would work for both parties. The Amish agreed to use less abrasive horseshoes for half of the year and use heavy-duty versions during the remaining months.
We've talked about rubber shoes. The problem with rubber shoes are that they don't last long. They don't wear well.
Yoder says leaders could consider similar options back up in Elkhart County to help reduce wear and tear on roads. But additional restrictions come with a different set of challenges.
Our county sheriff has been reluctant to pull over buggies and lift a horse's foot to check on the horseshoes.
Yoder says the Amish are such a big part of Elkhart County, people living here are used to their customs and traditions. He sees this as just another part of learning how to coexist. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Barbara Brozier.